Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome. This is Molly McCord. You are listening to Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and I had a momentary pause because just as the show was starting, I felt a giant yawn, and I got hit with a wave of hunger, and this tells me that there are big energies coming through right now for this show. So, on that note, thank you for being here, and as we begin our class together, our time together, let's just take a grounding breath. Make sure your feet are on the floor. They are connected and strong. And just imagine as you inhale that you are directing your breath down through your full body, through your lungs, your diaphragm, down through your legs and into the earth. And just allow that to be a strong connection for you right now, a very strong way that you can feel into your physical body, feel alive in this moment. And also, I want to connect you with blessing for yourself. I know it's been a big year. It's been a big journey. There have been a lot of changes, a lot of shifts, a lot of unexpected developments, and yet you are always doing your very best. You are always exactly where you need to be in every moment, regardless of what that moment holds. You are divinely perfect in that space. And it's important that we take time to just bless ourselves, to really appreciate and acknowledge ourselves for everything that we have going on in our external lives, as well as everything that's going on in your inner world. Because the inner world is quite big right now. In a previous show, I talked about the astrology of this time, and with retrograde planets, we go inward more. It also shows up as noticing more of our inner world more, noticing more of our unconscious patterns or our triggers, noticing our emotional cycles, noticing our own energy in a new way. And that is all part of the divine cycle we are moving through, and it's perfect. It's exactly what we need. And, you know, what came to mind before I started the show was the fact that there's a wonderful quote by Carl Jung, which is about, you know, there's no coming to consciousness without pain. And we don't like to hear about the pain element, but the point is that the work that we're doing, the energy that we're moving and we're shifting is significant, and it's for those of us who are strong. It's for those of us who are leading, who are pioneering ourselves, who are pioneering our soul's energy in this incarnation. And it will be harder at times. It could feel darker. It can feel more heavy, if you will. But The point is to always move through that and to know that you have everything you need at this time. And so for those of you who feel that energy, bless yourself. Know that you are incredibly strong, incredibly courageous, and confident, and that it's all in divine order now. So, a few announcements before we dive deeper into this topic, because I am going to talk more about being a leader in this energy and what that means. We are needed in the world, on the world, more than ever right now. And this is an interesting time with many gifts and many lessons, many things to move through. And I feel that it's important to know that you are connected and you are needed at this time for the work you're doing within yourself. So this is going to be a really important topic today, and I hope that you feel your inner confidence rise and your inner courage rise. I'm looking at my notes to see what I have written down to tell you. I have three things to tell you. The first is that I've just released a new astrology session. It is your soul's imprint astrology. It is a different chart than your natal birth chart. The soul imprint is the moment in time, in the time-space paradigm, when your soul enters the physical body, when you are in your mom's belly. And this entry point is how it's like there's no other layer of your energy that holds gifts and understanding about your soul's purpose and the bigger themes of this lifetime. This soul imprint chart was gifted to me from a wonderful woman. She had this information, and she says, Molly, this astrology will blow people's mind because it has more information about their soul purpose. And as I've been doing these charts with people to validate it, essentially, because I always want to make sure that the information is accurate and that it's resonating. It's been very powerful, and people have said that it's helped them. It's been confirmation of more of themselves, of other layers that they're opening up to that they didn't think they had access to in this lifetime. We have access to multiple layers of energy, and this soul imprint astrology session connects you with that wisdom. So if that would help you in any way right now, you'll find more information on ConsciousCoolChic.com on the astrology sessions section, and you can find that under the Conscious Astrology tab. Another tool to connect you with is that the newest issue of Happiness and Well-Being magazine has been released, and it's wonderful. It's just such a happy publication, and that's why I share it with you. Yes, I do the monthly astrology, but I don't make any money sharing this with you. I just want you to have more tools at your disposal, more wisdom. And the June issue is their biggest issue yet. And I love these topics. They're covering meditation to resolve inner conflict. How perfect is that? And, you know, we need that right now. Looking at how to manifest your highest potential, working with your body more. There's just a lot of good stuff in there. So if you need a little treat right now, a little uplifting inspiration, check out Happiness and Wellbeing magazine. They are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the issue is downloadable. These are digital issues, so you can read them anywhere. And on the note of digital, the summer solstice is coming up, and I have been guided to take a 10-day digital, and so I will be offline most of the time from the summer solstice until July 1st, and I am inviting you to join me if this would help you. I've been releasing information to the email list, so if you're not already on the email list, you'll want to sign up, and what we're going to do is adjust our daily life back to a simple expression. We're going to detox from our digital world. Just take some realistic, practical steps back and tune in to ourselves more. So I'm going to be sending you a guide, a guidebook. It's a 10-day guidebook with practical ways to do this, because it's not possible to just throw our phones away for 10 days or to not look at the computer at all. But what I want to do is give you some alternative ways to simplify your life and to reconnect with what really matters. And I feel this is so important right now. So that will be starting on June 22nd until July 1st, which is the perfect segue to let you know that the next live radio show that you're listening to will be July. And in the meantime, I will be replaying popular shows and popular episodes. So if you missed anything, tune in or check out those replays and know that the new content will be back in July. And also, I'm proud to share with you that this show has some new sponsors. So I'm going to be introducing you to some wonderful sponsors. And guess what? They have free gifts for you. So stay tuned for that in July. Now let's talk about this wonderful topic of leading mass consciousness with love. As we know, humanity is evolving to new levels of consciousness in unheard of ways right now. And often it happens privately. It happens inside ourselves on an individual level. And then we take those new understandings out into the world. We talk about them with our family, with our friends. We bring up new topics of conversation. We notice things in a new way. We have a higher level of awareness about energies and what we're creating in our lives. We're accessing new levels of empowerment. We're becoming more mindful about ourselves. And while it's all quite exciting, it also brings about greater responsibility. Responsibility with our words, with our actions, with our thoughts, responsibilities with our emotions. And it challenges our initial perceptions of something and requires us to see ourselves and every situation from a higher perspective. And so as we do this, we find other soul friends who are on the same page. We find other people who get it. We find other groups that we resonate with. And many of you who listen to this show can identify as light workers, empaths, intuitives, indigos, crystals, starseeds, all these subgroups, if you will, of energies that are here on the planet. And with these understandings, you know, a part of every soul group's mission is to collectively bring something forth that will benefit humanity. It's saying, hey, we have this great gift and we offer it to you, knowing that it will assist you, it will empower you, it will benefit you and raise your energy, raise your offering. And it's given with the highest of intentions, the highest of love. And what we find is that within the current time paradigm, we're in a paradigm shift, but you know, it's funny to say that because we've always been in a paradigm shift because we're always evolving. Things are always changing. And so that is a given. You know, change is a constant, as they say. Well, what is happening is that it's becoming clearer each person's interest and choice, each person's desire for growth. And it also becomes clearer where there are gaps and where the energies do not resonate, they are not connected, they are not in alignment. And we see this in our own worlds. I mean, you can probably think about, look at it this way. In the past year, since summer 2013, how many changes has your life experienced? Has it been a job change, friendship changes, romantic shifts? How much have you grown? How much have you expanded? How much have you connected with your soul's wisdom and gifts? Look at all of the changes you've had in one short year. And that's because of your driving intention. That's because of your choices and your desire to move ahead and to know yourself more. Now, let's look at mass consciousness as a collective energy. And by mass consciousness, this is also what I refer to as Earth consciousness, which is one of the five types of consciousness on the planet now. And within Earth consciousness, things move slower. It is typically a group of energies that are comfortable moving through the same cycle. And it is an energy source that represents collective thought, mass thought, right? That's why they call it, why it's called mass consciousness, is because it is the dominant energy. And so we look at this collective energy, and maybe in a year there hasn't been a ton of changes. We can see that there are the same issues coming forth, the same issues around war or power, domination or, you know, polarity, the same issues around competition, hierarchy, rank, status. Politics is a wonderful playground to observe these energies in. And it's fascinating how, at the same time, even if we don't see anything different within mass consciousness, it is different. It just isn't going to be something we observe through our eyes. But it's like a slow rising. I feel it as just like the slow creeping energy that is moving forward. Even if we don't see it on the news or online, there will always be a part of mass consciousness that remains the same, meaning there will be drama, there will be conflict, there will be competition, because there are people who have agreed as part of their soul mission to continue to enact those energies to allow us to see how far we've grown, how far we've changed, to allow us to see where we've come from, and to also continually highlight energies that can be evolved, that can be raised. And so it's important to view these energies, the mass consciousness energies, from a higher perspective, that they are providing us with gifts, and it's just one part of the energetic continuum. And at the same time, change is happening. Awakenings are occurring. People are curious. They are interested. They are wanting to know more about themselves, their energies, their spiritual potentials. And this is where you as a leader, a pioneer, a guide are needed. And your work could be in any industry. It could be real estate. It could be nutrition. It could be in politics. It could be in financial industries or in Fortune 500 businesses. It's important to know that within every industry, there are light workers. There are starseeds, indigos. There are energetic pioneers. They may be unconscious, and typically we see them as the whistleblowers, but these are the change agents who are present in every industry. And so if you identify as a light worker, then you perhaps have become accustomed to working with energies behind the scenes. You perhaps are more aware of what needs to change, what needs to be elevated. If you identify as an indigo, then you are probably at times fired up and ready to make those changes in a more obvious way. You want to come in and break up a system, try something new, toss out the bathwater and the baby. That's typically an indigo response. And it's interesting because I feel more than ever that we're going to continue to see these changes and these shifts, because there are more and more industries that need to shift and need to evolve and grow. And it's going to be interesting to observe the uncommon ways that change occurs. And what I'm feeling from my guide so strongly is how the messages keep going. Keep going. Oh, wow. And I feel an emotional wave coming through as I say that, because I feel that so many of you just need to hear that. Keep going. Keep trusting yourself. Keep following your guidance. Keep the courage up, the strength and your confidence in yourself. Keep that raised and elevated. Keep going. If you are new to this program, or even if you're not, the way that I share information on the show is through channeling. I have nothing written down in front of me. The only thing I write down are the announcements I need to share with you at the beginning of the program. Otherwise, I forget. And so I write them down for grounding. But other than that, I literally have no notes in front of me. I just trust information as it comes through from my team, from my guides, because that is how I share. That is how I get out of my mind and open up and bring in information. And so as I share this information, it's new to me as well, which is always exciting. And I know that it's perfectly timed for you, because together we're in this moment, we're in this space, and whatever is coming through is what you need to hear for your journey. And so please know that you are connected with thousands of people who listen to this show. You are connected with thousands of other leaders, pioneers, change agents who are doing this work together. And now I'm hearing a really important, okay, this is what we need to do. It's really important for spiritual leaders to understand how we're all in this together. And it's interesting because just this week I had a situation come to my attention where somebody was really out of their own authenticity and therefore plagiarizing. And I was observing this individual's energy and their choices and thought, they're doing such a disservice by plagiarizing when they have so much to offer. It's like all their information is in the back room and they're not going into the back room to access it. Instead, they're in their mind and they're trying to claim something out of fear because they're afraid they don't have something to offer. They're afraid that they're not good enough. They're afraid that what they are here to share won't be heard, won't be received. And so they are plagiarizing because they're afraid. And I think what we need right now is all spiritual leaders, pioneers, to really hold hands. And I know this might sound corny, but let's just go with it. I'm getting the visual of a whole, of a grid, energetic grid of spiritual leaders who are standing up on these platforms, if you will. And when you look out across to the platforms straight ahead or to your left, to your right, you might think there's a distance between, but there isn't. We all have these energetic cords because we're all on the same energetic grid system that are connecting us. Looking at these cords and these connections and seeing them being connected with light. But it's interesting because I see that some of them are connected with red, root chakra energies, which are about survival, safety, competition. And that needs to be cleared up. It really needs to be cleared up. So what I'd like to do right now, with your permission and with your intention, is that we can do this clearing together where we look at all of us, no matter what industry you are in, no matter what you are doing in your life, but you are listening to this show for a reason. Your energy is required, and so I invite you to participate in this clearing. But I'd like to look at the energetic connections between all spiritual leaders, experts, healers, authors, anyone with a message, anyone who is here to share information. Dan, how this grid system is set up in a way that we are all connecting with audiences who need this information, and that it's all connected with mass consciousness. It's all connected to benefit each other. And that we have the power right now as souls here on this planet to raise each other up, to truly come from a place of genuine support for each other, of service, of divine healing for humanity, and that anything of a lower vibration will fall away. Anything of a lower vibration will be temporary. It will not take you to where you really want to go. It's an attempt at a shortcut which doesn't work, and it's denying what your soul's gifts are. And so what we're going to do is clear this grid, and I feel so many of you saying, yes, yes, please, because we see it online, right? We see it online, and it's unspoken or energetic. And so let's just visualize right now. I want you to visualize in your mind's eye how there is a flood right now of light pouring in on the energetic grid that connects all leaders, not just spiritual leaders, all leaders, politicians, business leaders, any person in your industry. Think of your boss right now. Think of your manager. Think of someone in your family, someone in your neighborhood, someone in your community, and just trust who comes to mind. And what we're going to do is flood them with light. And I see this as literally a flooding of light that comes down through every person's crown chakra, floods their auric self. And that energy continues moving through the energetic grid. And so it moves outside of their aura 10 feet, 20 feet. It keeps moving, and this is a light wave, my friends. This is a light wave, and it's moving through through the earth, over the earth, around the earth. And it's a spiral spinning energy. And so imagine the spiral spinning energy circulating around the globe, and every leader is the entry point. And you are the entry point. And I'm hearing that some of you don't consider yourselves a leader, but if you're interested in this information, you are an energetic leader. There is something you are leading and pioneering here. And you might not feel like a leader in title per se, but that doesn't matter. This is about the energy of leadership. This is about taking mass consciousness to a new place. And so what I'm seeing is that there is this huge download of energy coming through, it's spinning and it's spiraling around, and it's providing everyone with this jolt of lightning, literally a lightning source of energy that is connecting them with their true gifts, their authenticity, their wisdom. And then this energy infuses mass consciousness. That's what we're doing right now. We're now guiding this energy into mass consciousness through all of those energetic channels. And I can feel how there's density. It's slower when we talk about mass consciousness energy. It's slower. It can be a little bit more dense. It can feel hard, even tense, nervous or stressful. Whatever. We're flooding it with light. We're moving the light through it here, and this can show dams breaking. Like that's the energy. That's the visual I'm getting. Like as we do this collectively, it breaks up energetic dams. This is the energy of peace. It's like instant peace treaties. Ooh, it's good stuff. And so as this energy moves through and you're feeling it, understand how we do this all together. There are gifts in this for every single person on the globe, if they choose it, if they are open and willing to receive it. And the energy just feels so powerful, because what we're doing is we're reminding every person on the planet that they are needed. You know, they are a soul who chose to be here, and I am feeling some tears, like emotional joy tears welling up, and that reminder that every person is here to contribute and to be of service to humanity in some way. And, you know, we can see this in some people. And then we can watch the news and we might see people who are stirring up war, who are perhaps filled with very dense energy, filled with the anger, the fear, the hate, the what have you. They are here for a purpose too. They are showing us where our power is and where we give our power to. They are showing us duality and polarity and how we have the power to make a choice and how we have the power to say, no, I will not contribute to hate, to war, to secular religious conversations and energies. I will not contribute my energy to that. And it's only through these people who are highlighting this energy that we can see it. And so we're making conscious choices. So I offer that to you so that when you see what's happening in our world, you have a place to go that's higher than judgment. Judgment is one of the most pervasive energies on the planet. Same with negativity, same with criticism. And that's because these are unconscious energies within ourselves that are being elevated now. And when we see another with compassion, when we see another from a higher perspective, we are then choosing to see them with love, with appreciation, with compassion, in which turn we also apply that to ourselves, to our own inner critic or negative self-talk or anything within ourselves that is holding judgment. And this is continual, my friends. This is important. This point is important to understand. Throughout our lifetimes, we will continually work with judgment, criticism, doubt, fear, all of it. We will always work with that because it's always going to be showing up in our lives, whether that is showing up externally or showing up internally. But what changes is that you then have a way to direct the energy to another place. And so take those times when you wonder if you're judging yourself or criticizing yourself, and you might be in that space for a little bit. But with your spiritual understandings, you know how to get out of that space, how to move the energy in a new direction. And so that's what changes, is that you move through the energy faster and with a higher level of consciousness. So this is a macro example of the macro system, which is that you learn how to lead yourself through an energy, which then allows you to lead others through the energy. And that is one of the ways that we are leading mass consciousness now. So when you're moving about your day, when you are interacting with people or observing or watching or engaging, know that you will find multiple energies present, but that you always have the power to lead the energy to a higher place with compassion, with love, with forgiveness, with gratitude, by observing that what someone is doing or choosing or saying or reacting to is a starting point for moving the energy to a new place. And this is incredibly important for all of us in this growth cycle. We will continue to have opportunities to lead the energy forward, and we will continue to have opportunities to infuse mass consciousness with higher energy. You know, it's funny, I remember that there have been times on my spiritual journey where I didn't watch the news. I didn't have any interest in it, and I just stayed away from it. It wasn't something I wanted to connect with. That's changed recently. I actually do watch the news. I watch the evening news, or I'll see what's going on online, because I watch it with the intention of giving it light, of infusing every person I see with an energy, a higher energy, if they're open and willing to receive it. Also, to be an observer, and to not be in judgment. Because I think that that happens when we're on a spiritual journey at times. We're in judgment, and we don't even know it. Because if you're not in judgment, you can just allow what is to be. How many times do you feel that you've been in judgment in your life? Does it come from within? Does it come from another? Is it a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth energy? That's something that I personally have been observing with one of my books, The Art of Trapeze. One of the intentions of my writing is to bring forth a huge spectrum of energies and just to see where it lands. Because what this does is it reveals triggers, and it allows those triggers to be consciously elevated. For example, within the book, I describe situations where my yes or no, it's like I'm sharing my confidence and I'm sharing my doubt. sharing my confidence, and I'm sharing my doubt. If you've ever taken a big risk in life, you know what this is about. You want to do something, and you wonder how it's going to come together. It just comes with the territory. It's part of any life, big life change. And I find that people who have risks big in their life get it, right? They say, yes, I completely understand. Even though I know I had to do something, I still had my momentary doubts. That's because we're human. That is part of the game. And yet it's been really fascinating to observe that some spiritual teachers, quote unquote, have a lot of judgment around doubt and perceive it as something negative, but it's another gift. And so I have found that really interesting to observe that, you know, we have to honor all parts of ourselves, because if we don't honor all parts of ourselves, if we're judging parts of ourselves, then we're also unconsciously judging everyone else in the same way. This comes back to always loving yourself, loving the parts of you that go into doubt, loving the parts of you that go into judgment or feel criticism at times. Just love it. And this is related to the shadow aspect of ourselves. You know, every human has a shadow. That's because we have unconscious energies that we're constantly making conscious. That's part of the journey. And so loving that part of ourselves, loving the shadow, is how you heal it. It's how you acknowledge it and how you raise the vibration and raise the consciousness of it. Otherwise, it creates a struggle within yourself. This is important because this is how we will continue to lead. And again, keep going. Keep going with what you need to do, with your inspirations, with your ideas, even if they seem wild and wacky and crazy and off the wall, it's most likely perfect. Follow the energy. Follow what gets you excited, what feels good. Follow where you feel yourself rise. And keep going with that. Because everything that we're doing individually and collectively is assisting mass consciousness, is assisting humanity, is allowing all of us to continue to grow and evolve. And that's what this journey is about. I am feeling like this is a complete message for now, and I'm also feeling extreme hunger. So that tells me I need to go eat, because we've moved some serious energy here by collectively tuning into that light shower of showering spiritual leaders, of showering the earth and the globe with light. It's just helping all of us. And, you know, if you're a spiritual leader and you listen to this show, I love you. I feel like there isn't enough connection sometimes, like from a really pure, genuine place. And I love you. And I am grateful that you're choosing to listen to this show. I'm grateful that we are all here together now with awareness for each other and our gifts, and with the ability to hire and work with so many people around the world. It's truly incredible that we get to do that now. You know, that we all get to connect with the right audience, and that we all get to work together, and that we all support each other, and that we reiterate important messages, and that we receive downloads of information that are the same. I just love that. just this week, I got an email from someone who I adore. I think he is an amazing man. And it was like information in that email reiterated information that I received the day before, and I thought, it's so perfect. It's so perfect. And I love how he sent out an email about it with all these themes. And that's what I genuinely feel. And so I hope that that's something that we can all collectively do together is raise each other up and reinforce the wisdom and strength of each other and return to the fact that we're all doing this together and we're all benefiting each other in huge quantum ways because, you know, we all signed up for this. And there are some people who are not here because there just isn't room on the planet right now for another 4 billion people. So I just feel that we're lucky and that is important to know, that we're really lucky that we have the internet to connect us, that we have technology that connects us, that we have social media that connects us, and that there is more than enough to go around. So namaste. Genuinely, namaste. And thank you for listening. I will be back with another new live show July 2nd. In the meantime, my friends, I wish you the very best on your journey, and I appreciate all of your energy and your presence at this time. Thank you. Take good care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment.